but all the worse. The notion that the press is using it against me only adds insult to injury. I replay the scene he's talking about. My mom on my cell freaking out about Jonah and refusing to let me talk to him because she said I'd upset him. Her insistence, laced with guilt, the ever-constant reminder of what happened, whose fault it was, and how it made us into the people none of us wanted to be. How I was ducking my head down, finger to my other ear so I could hear her, the flash of the camera still in my eyes like 1,000 bright lights glittering at once. The weight of the game still heavy in my mind, highlighted by all the opportunities I couldn't convert into goals. My teammates behind me, Dyson with his loud mouth and shitty attitude, which I was trying to tune out completely. And I didn't see the kid. I wish I had. I know how it feels to hope and want and dream, and then to live that dream, but at so many costs. Once the public turns the tide against you, you'll have a hell of a time getting them back. And what about you, Finn? Has the tide turned against me with you? His eyes hold mine as he chews his gum with vigor, but he doesn't voice the fucking thoughts I can see in his eyes. Really? I ask, exasperated and disappointed when I shouldn't be either anymore. You've been with me since the get-go, representing me right out of college through the trades and renegotiations of my career. It's been 12 years, and now you want to walk away because I'm having a tough time? I walk toward the window. There's a world beyond this hockey arena, but it's not like I can see it. I've lived my life with one goddamn goal since the accident, one goal since being traded to the Lumberjacks 2 years ago. And now, with time running out, it's the only goal I can focus on. It fuels the anger that's always been there but has now surfaced, the guilt that owned me but now eats away at me. The tears that threaten burn bright, but I blink them away as I try to find my way back to the man I used to be months ago, all the while knowing he doesn't matter. He never has. And that history is why I'm standing here asking what's going on with you. I didn't snub that kid intentionally. You know that's not me. I wouldn't have. I don't know much these days other than it seems you have your head up your ass. He says, and folds his arms over his chest. There used to be a time you defended me. There used to be a time when you stood up for your clients. Seems to me you now love chasing after everybody in a jersey with potential to maintain that name of yours, instead of taking care of those who you stand on top of to make that name of yours glow in neon. He winces, but he doesn't bite with the anger I was hoping for. I've got 3 sponsorships waiting to be yanked from you with one more fuck-up, Maddox. I have management calling, asking me why their captain, my client, is the problem and not the solution here. They want me to tell them what's eating you and to figure it the fuck out, because if you don't, your upcoming contract negotiations won't be pretty. Ah, the threats. The bait and switch to lower my contract when any other team out there would kill to have me. My words are straight bullshit because I don't want to play anywhere else. I want to be here with the Lumberjacks. I want to be on a team where hockey rules the management's decisions instead of money, like so many of the big teams. And more than anything, I want to be known as the star who turned down those huge contracts to play for the little engine that could team and then helped win that team a Stanley Cup. I have my reasons, but he's never cared to ask what they are. As if on cue, my phone alerts a text, and I don't even bother to look. I don't acknowledge its buzz. I already know the gist of what it's going to say, and fuck, the last thing I need right now is to see how I've disappointed one more person. If you don't like the threats, then how about Hunter fucking Maddox shows back up, huh? He's been missing for the past 3 or 4 months, and this angry, spiteful asshole in front of me is someone I can't quite figure out. Can't figure out, or don't care to, so long as I'm bringing in the cash. There are guys out there doing far worse with a lot less threats and consequences. But you're Hunter Maddox. You're the guy the National Hockey League hung its hat on to bring it back from the strike and subsequent lockout. They sure as fuck did, I counter. So how about you remember that and start giving me the benefit of the doubt? When you start jeopardizing my other clients with your acts of stupidity like a roid-raged asshole, I have no choice but to put them first. My hands clench, and the unrelenting anger and hurt and confusion that's toyed with my mind over the past few months, hell, the past season,